Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, October 28th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of events news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Helicopters for Heroes to host 2025 Charity Golf Tournament at Tapatio Springs to support Texas Search and Rescue. Helicopters for Heroes, a nonprofit dedicated to honoring veterans and first responders, will host its annual charity golf tournament on Monday, November 3, 2025, at Tapatio Springs Hill Country Resort in Bourne, Texas. The event will benefit Texas Search and Rescue, TexSAR, a volunteer-driven organization providing disaster response across the state. Participants can enjoy championship-level golf, exclusive player gifts, and gourmet dining while supporting TexSAR's critical missions. 100% of net proceeds will go towards TexSAR's operations. Registration information can be found on the H4H Golf Tournament 2025 event page. Learn more about Helicopters for Heroes at helicoptersforheroes.org and TexSAR at texsar.org. Claudia Meneses of Avanti Green Eco Cleaning, honored as one of 24 entrepreneurial women of Impact 2025 by the Women Presidents Organization, WPO. Claudia Meneses, co-founder and CEO of Avanti Green Eco Cleaning, has been honored as one of the 2025 Entrepreneurial Women of Impact by the Women Presidents Organization. Recognized for combining business success with community impact, Claudia has led Avanti Green's growth in Las Vegas and Henderson markets with eco-friendly cleaning solutions. The company's emphasis on team training, quality assurance, and sustainability has set them apart. Earlier this year, Avanti Green won first prize at the AWS AI Pitch Competition, enabling the development of an AI-powered scheduling system. The company's innovation has been recognized in Nevada's Startup World Cup, showcasing their leadership in sustainability-driven technology. Avanti Green Eco Cleaning continues to make a positive impact in the community through their exceptional and eco-conscious cleaning services.
Restorative Justice in Action, Section 84 Conference, hosted by Circle of Eagles Lodge Society. The Circle of Eagles Lodge Society will host the Section 84 Quantitool Conference in Vancouver from November 13 to 14, 2025. Section 84 is a legal pathway empowering Indigenous communities to create culture-based release plans, reducing recidivism, and strengthening public safety. This initiative, rooted in healing, allows Indigenous people in federal custody to develop a release plan with their community and an Indigenous organization. The upcoming conference will feature elder-led circles, workshops on Section 84 planning, policy sessions, and cultural ceremonies. Circle of Eagles has supported over 1,300 individuals through its programs and is dedicated to Indigenous-led reintegration. Join the National Conference to shape a new future for Indigenous reintegration on November 13 to 14 at the Hyatt Regency, Vancouver.
Juno Maps named winner of Rise Riverine Community Resilience Challenge 2. Juno Maps, a leading geospatial technology company, has been named a winner of the Rise Riverine Community Resilience Challenge 2. Their smart site plan platform helps local governments prepare for, respond to, and recover from flood events. Juno Maps will pilot smart site plan in multiple Western Virginia municipalities to support data-driven resilience planning. Funded by the Virginia Department of Housing and Community Development, this initiative aims to strengthen long-term recovery and build resilience to freshwater flooding. RISE, a nonprofit resilience innovation hub, supports solutions for flood-prone communities. Learn more about Juno Maps and RISE at junomaps.com and riseresilience.org.
Michelle Segesser, honored as godmother of Viking Honir. Viking celebrates 100 ships worldwide with Club Cruise and Heather Viking. Michelle Segesser, Vice President of Trade Development and Training at Viking, was honored as the godmother of the new Viking Honir ship, in a ceremony in Basel, Switzerland. The ship's name, Honir, reflects Norse mythology, symbolizing wisdom and intelligence. Michelle's dedication to travel advisors has earned her this prestigious title. Viking founder Torstein Hagen's focus on culture and history has shaped Viking's success as the most awarded cruise line. The newly named river ships, along with Viking's commitment to enrichment, highlight the brand's dedication to providing exceptional guest experiences. Club Cruise CEO Amanda Huber praises Michelle's leadership in elevating the guest experience and notes the rising demand for Viking World cruises. Stay tuned as Heather Viking and Amanda embark on an ocean executive training retreat to enhance their expertise and bring valuable insights to future Viking travelers.
Ways One showcases AI digital twin, LDM twin, at Thailand Smart City Expo 2025. Ways One, a South Korea-based smart mobility technology company, will showcase its AI digital twin, LDM twin, at the Thailand Smart City Expo 2025. The event, taking place from November 5 to 7 in Bangkok, will feature a live demonstration of LDM twin, offering a 3D digital twin model of intersections in Thailand's Nonthaburi region. This AI-powered solution collects and analyzes real-time data from vehicles, motorcycles, and pedestrians to provide advanced traffic control and visualization technologies. Ways One aims to foster cross-border collaboration in AI-driven traffic management and sustainable urban planning, supporting the development of safer and more efficient transportation ecosystems in ASEAN regions. Nonsense Agency celebrates record-breaking year, over $10 million raised for charity clients. Nonsense Agency is wrapping up 2025 with a bang, having raised over $10 million for charity partners nationwide. The team is gearing up for a well-deserved R&R celebration in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, after a year of turning passion into real impact. Founder and CEO Simone Sutsugu credits their success to a culture that proves business can be fun, creative, and world-changing. With a unique approach blending creativity and heart, Nonsense Agency has become a fast-growing fundraising partner. As they expand their team, they invite those who are passionate about making a difference to join their movement. Because at Nonsense Agency, making a difference is serious business, but everything else is the fun kind of nonsense.
Massamagrell, Valencia, promotes a culture of peace and regenerative innovation at the 9th Cultural Week, The Path of the Holy Grail. Massamagrell in Valencia recently hosted the 9th Cultural Week, The Path of the Holy Grail, showcasing a blend of heritage, knowledge, spirituality, and local development. The event, organized by the cultural association The Path of the Holy Grail and the international association The Path of the Holy Grail Cultural Itinerary, emphasized institutional cooperation and innovation in culture. With a focus on Valencia, Jubilee City, The Path of the Holy Grail, activities included exhibitions, conferences, and radio broadcasts, all measured for social, cultural, and environmental impact through the Local Impact Observatory and the Regenera Tour IA Cube platform. This initiative aims to establish the Way of the Holy Grail as a European cultural route, recognized by the Council of Europe, placing Massamagrell on the cultural map, alongside historic routes like the Way of St. James and the Viking routes. The week concluded with a dramatized route, The Library Path, highlighting the community's commitment to cultural and social regeneration. Massamagrell serves as a model for regenerative experiences, showcasing the positive impact of culture on local transformation and the potential of smart cultural routes.
Rare 1956 Mercedes-Benz 300C in original strawberry red joins the DFW Car and Toy Museum. The DFW Car and Toy Museum has added a rare 1956 Mercedes-Benz 300C sedan to its collection. This model, known as the Adenauer, features its original strawberry red color, a unique choice for a luxury sedan of its time. With only 885 built in 1956, this car is a standout with a 3.0-liter inline-six engine and a three-speed automatic transmission. The museum founder, Ron Sturgeon, praises its dignified yet bold design. The car's rare color, Webasto sunroof, and preserved interior make it a showstopper. The Mercedes-Benz 300C is a highly collectible piece of automotive history, and this example is among the most eye-catching. Visit the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth to see this impressive addition.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.